Thank you for choosing Urgetop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to call to see about getting service for my house. A lot of my neighbors have it, and they like you guys, and I've gotten, like, you know, lots of things in the mail from y'all, so I've been meaning to call you for a while.
No worries. I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I get your name, ma'am?
Sure. Sarah Wilkinson.
Hi, Sarah. So what is your house number?
114. Latham Circle. Latham is sorry.
we have a drop down list for the street name. I just need the zip code.
Oh, okay, awesome. 12477.
All right. 114 Latham Circle in Saugerties, New York. One moment, yes. Please.
Thank you.
There it is. Fantastic. Is this for home or business?
Home.
Now, we do have a couple of options of what's available. We have a 1 and a 2 gig network. Can I ask a couple of questions to help better determine what might be best suited for you? About what is your average use case for your internet? Are you online a lot? Do you stream a lot of movies? Do you do any kind of streaming such as like Twitch, YouTube, or do you have a gamer in the house?
I guess my short answer is I don't have a lot of money, so I'm going to have to do the 1 gigabyte, which I know is already a lot better than what I have at Spectrum.
No worries there.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask about how
I
large?
I probably will upgrade to 2 gigabytes because I do a lot of lives. I'm a business owner and I work from home as well, but for now I have to do the 1 gigabyte.
No worries. Until things pick up, you can always upgrade later if you're finding that your service is a little bit slower than you'd expect. So no worries there. Your 1 gig network should be able to handle most of your day-to-day operations, especially if you're just working from home.
Yeah.
All righty. But how large is your home?
It's a three-bedroom, three-bed rentals. I can, and it's like a ranch house. I can quickly find it on Zillow, though.
And take your time.
Okay, my Zillow says it's 1,400 square feet.
All right, at 1,400 square feet, we do recommend, it's not a requirement, but it's a recommendation of having at least one home Wi-Fi extender. You don't need it necessarily at this time. Again, the same as like with your 2 gig network. You can go with none for now, and later on down the road, if you're finding a little bit of slower speeds throughout your house in certain areas, you can always give us a call back and get one installed. And we can help you get you set up with one. So we can go with zero for now since you are on a slight budget. I'm going to take it. You don't need any kind of home phone services, but I do have to ask. Do you need them by any chance?
No, thank you for asking, but I'm good with myself.
Fantastic. All righty. Do you own or rent your property?
I own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they overhead or are they overhead or are they underground?
I think they're overhead, but I know one of the reasons I'm looking to do Arch Top instead of the Planet one is that I know y'all have it on my street. You did the underground on my street.
We did the buried, yes. When the technicians get there, you can always discuss that you would like to have your fiber buried. No worries there.
Okay. I guess I don't know the differences, but yeah, I think that would be ideal.
So overhead is going to fall along the power lines. It's just going to go from the pole directly to your house and then down. But with the buried cable, we usually run it across the ground and then we bury it underground about 6 inches to a foot.
Oh, okay.
Which does make it, I will say this, the buried cable does make it a little bit more weather resistant, to say the least.
Yeah.
All right. Is your billing address separate from your service address?
No.
Fantastic. Just so I have it for my records, how do you spell your name?
Oh, sure. Sarah is Sarah, and then Wilkinson is Wilkinson.
A little bit slower in the last name.
Oh, sure. Wilk.
Mm-hmm.
I-N.
I-N?
S-O-N. Yep, I-N. And then S-O-N.
Got it. What's a good email address for you?
Wilk, W-I-L-K, dot Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at gmail.com.
And the phone number you're calling me from, the 202-431-8308, is that a good contact number for you?
Yeah, that's your cell.
Fantastic. Give me one moment while I get that information in. So I do have a couple of options of how we can communicate with you, one of which is phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
I like text.
All right. Give me one moment. We do have a disclaimer we have to go over with you for communications. So by opting in for text here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like installation appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Let me assure you, we're only going to use this for account-specific updates. We won't send you any advertisements unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls. Message and data rates may apply. Is this okay?
Yes, that's perfect. Can I also get email notifications, though?
No worries about that. I can definitely get you set up with those. All right, just to go over everything, we have a 1 gig home fiber internet service. No extenders at this time, no phone service, with an address of 114 Latham Circle in Saugerties, New York, 12477. You do own your home. And you do get your utilities through the air, but you are requesting to have a buried cable. I will make sure that gets added into our notes when we get to the scheduling portion. And your service address is not different from your billing address. Now, as part of the process of doing all of this, we need to determine whether a minimum deposit is required. To do so, we need to run a small soft credit check. It's not going to hurt your credit score. We just need to gather a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are and see if that minimum deposit is required.
Promise you it's going to be required. My credit score right now it's so low right now. I'm definitely going to have to pay a deposit.
Well, you never know.
It's 480. It's really low.
Well, what it checks for isn't your, because I've done a fair few bits of these, so it doesn't check for what your actual credit score is. What it does is it checks to see what your on-time payment history is. So have like a 480 and you have like a thin file because it's just like you haven't had, you know, a lot of credit or stuff going forward, just because you have a thin file or a low credit score doesn't necessarily mean you have a bad payment history. And that's what it looks into.
I do have a bad payment history. I'm going to owe you. I'm going to have to do a deposit. Yeah. I'm totally okay with that. Yeah.
Do you want to try it just in case? It might shock you.
It doesn't hurt my credit.
It doesn't hurt your credit score. It is a soft credit check. All right. Let me get that information real quick, and we'll see what the system says about your...
There's no way. There's no way I'm not going to owe one. It's okay.
You'd be surprised. I actually thought I was going to have to owe something last time I got internet, and was just like, no, you're actually good.
Okay. No, that's not my expectation. So.
No, I understand that. Everyone's just like, I plan on this to be not so great. All right, Sarah, whenever you are ready, go ahead with your social.
Okay, it's 202. Wait, oh my God. Oh my God, no, it's not.
Oh my God, that sounds like your phone number.
I know. Right? Okay, 240-470-194.
Just to confirm, last four is 0194.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, I'm running that right now. Let's see what comes up. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew it. Like I said.
You're like,
I'm in the process of like consolidating, and they told me to stop making payments on my credit cards. So when you said that, I'm like, oh no, I'm still screwed. I'm still screwed.
I hear you. I've been slowly rebuilding mine over the last, you know, decade.
That's going to be me. That is where I am now. So, yeah.
All righty. So that will require that $50 minimum deposit.
Oh, it's like $50? Oh
It's
yeah, I can do that.
okay. So, and don't worry, right now that's the only bit you're going to get charged for. You won't actually get charged for service until service has been installed. It's not like, oh, hey, you owe us $50 today, and then you owe us another $50 when you go and, you're just setting up service. No, it's when service is installed. You don't pay until it starts, aside from the
Okay.
deposit.
And just for a question, back when I owned a business, I had, which is why my credit's shit right now. I had to do like a deposit for the electric, and then when I like closed the business, that's when I got the deposit back from the electric. Is that how that works for this as well? Or
Yes.
like what happens for that
Yes. So
deposit?
once you cancel service with us here at Archtop Fiber, you will receive either an electronic check or a direct deposit. Like you'll either receive like a paper check or a direct deposit back for your deposit amount. So don't worry. This money is literally just how it's pretty much you're saying to us, hey, we guarantee that my money's good. Essentially. All right.
And like I said, I'm so willing to do that. I knew I was going to, and I thought it would be higher, so that's great.
All righty. So here at Archtop Fiber, we do offer discounts if you decide to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. You have two options if you want to do this. You have ACH, which is an electronic check, which gives you a $10 discount, or you can use a credit or debit card, which will only give you a $5 discount. Do you want to set up auto pay and paperless billing today?
Yes, but first I'd love to talk about the cost.
Okay. What would you like to know?
And I will do the one that gives me the $10 discount.
Okay, so that's the ACH one. All
Yeah.
right. So with ACH, gives you that $10 discount. The base price of our internet is $79.99. With that $10 discount, it brings it down to $69.99, just like you see in all the advertisements you've been getting, because that's what everybody asks. And then to answer your next question that I can feel brewing in the back of that mind, no, there are no taxes and fees. They are already included in the cost. No, you do not have to pay for your
Oh,
equipment. That is also included in the cost. So the
wow.
quote price of $69.99 is all you will pay for your internet service.
Oh, that's awesome. Can I ask you one more question? So
Sure.
back in the old days when I got Spectrum set up, the standard was like Spectrum will give you equipment, but it's really bad. You should get your own.
No,
How
actually,
sure? Okay.
our equipment is actually some of the best equipment on the market. We go through a company called Adtran for all of our ONT gateways and our modem routers that we provide to you. So they are actually all a seamless transition, and they are capable of handling our fiber speeds. Well, and because from what I've seen, to get equipment yourself that can handle our fiber internet, that equipment typically costs you anywhere between $150 and $500. So us providing the equipment to you literally free of charge is your best option, because we've
That's
done it.
awesome.
We have a year and a half of extensive research before we even hit the market back in March of testing the fiber networks, testing, putting them through stress tests, seeing how they're going to work, which equipment's going to work. Our networking department actually tested like something like 36 different models
Well.
before they came to the decision on our current setup from Adtran. We're also right now working on models for our higher end services. We offer also 5 and 8 gig networks, but because we have limitations due to the technology available to us, those networking devices aren't quite ready for service just yet. So like I
Yeah,
said, we have the best on the market for what's available.
that's amazing. And just to like for one more clarity, if I upgrade to the 2 gigabyte plan, I can still use the same hardware.
Yes, that hardware is actually rated up to like 3 gigabits,
Oh, okay.
roughly. We've done tests with it. They can handle the speeds we produce through our 2 gig network. One of the downsides you'll see is just because this is a limitation on the receiving end of our internet services, most devices won't see more than like 1 gig, unless you have a device that has a dedicated 10 gig 10 gigabit network card installed in it, and it is hard lined into our fiber network. You won't see speeds more than 1 gigabit because that is a networking hard limit on most equipment.
Okay. Oh, so cool. That's totally good because that's the plan I'm doing.
Alrighty. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready to take your bank's information just so we can get that ACH ready.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have one more question about cost.
Sure.
So is the installation still free?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Just a second. I have to find my number. Okay. Account details. All right. I'm ready with the account and routing number when you are.
Routing number first, please.
Okay. 0211.
Oh, you're a little bit muffled there. So I got.
All right, I'll start from the start. 03-11-76-110.
Capital one.
Capital one. A cap. Capital one. Sorry.
So that routing number comes up as Capital One North America. This is what it comes up as. Because, like, if it's like Europe, it'll actually come if there's, because I know they have a Europe branch as well. So they differentiate their banks by, you know, location. So there's Capital One North America, Capital One Europe, which comes up as EU.
Okay.
So it's interesting. What is the account number?
Account number is 170-565-176.
I take it Sarah Wilkinson is on the, is the name on the account?
Yes.
And this is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Do you authorize Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
I do, yes.
Fantastic. As an option, would you like to add a nickname to this account just so we have another layer of verification if need be?
Capital One.
And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
All right. Saving that banking information now. It's going to generate a token. And we're almost done, so don't worry. I do have a couple of disclosures I do have to go over with you before we finish out everything.
Okay.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect you to service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your service has been installed from us before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statement and pay your bill online by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. Don't worry about the online paying your bill online. You're setting up auto payments. All right. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Alrighty. So you said you've been getting a lot of, you had a neighbor, but you've been getting a lot of like the flowers and everything.
I'm sorry, what?
For hearing about us here at Archtop Fiber,
your
neighbor has Archtop. They're loving it, and you're like, oh, this is fantastic. I want to do this, but then you've been getting all of the postcard style flyers and emails and the search engine searches and yada 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 yada. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, it really made a difference. Just, it's like, this was part of, it made me really excited to kind of use you guys by just the fact of how often you were like being part of the community in the village. Like, you would do those coffees at Josie's and stuff like that. And I felt like it was a more personal choice than Spectrum, and that it would work a million times better. So like the combo is like, there's a couple of reasons why I'm on the phone with you instead of Planet, whatever it's called. And
Planet Networks.
Community engagement. Yeah.
Here's one of the things I have found out through my own research. So the big three in Socrates right now, there's Planet Networks, there's us, and then there's Spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Planet Networks office is down in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh. Okay.
Spectrum's office is somewhere out in Michigan. I'm not joking. And our office is literally about a 5-minute drive down the road at 300 Enterprise Drive in Kingston. We're literally your next door neighbor.
Yeah, it shows. It really shows, and that, like, that's one of the reasons I wanted to use you.
And that is actually something that we've always strived to be, is we always want to make sure that we're very inclusive and involved with our community. So it's one of our core values. So don't worry, we're always going to be here, and we always have, and we're not going to be like, you have reached our top fiber. For information, press 1. For everything else, press 2. We're never going to be like that. As soon as you give us a call, we have live agents like myself who are willing and able to help you with any kind of issues you may have.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Can you ask one more question about the installing?
Yes.
Okay. So the Spectrum was installed before I bought the house, so I didn't really have a choice about like where it came up. And, like, it came up in my bedroom. So, like, I have my modem, like, in my bedroom. And I really would love to have it, like, in my dining room instead.
You can discuss that with your technician when they get there. Typically, that isn't going to be an issue. I know from my talks with the technicians, they prefer, like, if you have a multi-story house, they prefer to be on the first floor because it's just easier for the runs for all of the cables.
That makes sense.
Typically, they like to go into the living rooms, but if you want to go into the dining room, if it's not too far away, I don't think they're going to have any issues.
That's awesome. And they are all attached. So the living room, that's fine too. But yeah, that's awesome. Cool.
Alrighty. So is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried septic tanks, buried wires, any of that kind of thing?
No, the last time I can definitely call the utility.
We actually typically avoid like all of like your water mains, your gas lines, all of that stuff. Those are typically buried anywhere between like 18 inches and 3 feet deep. So we never go down deep enough if we have to bury cables to interfere with any of that.
All right. In that case, no, nothing like septic or anything except for the regular utilities, which is just water for me.
Yeah.
Because my electric is over the air.
All right. No worries. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about anything that's going on today?
No, but thank you for your patience explaining everything with me. This was so helpful.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's been my pleasure to help you. All right. So we're now at the grand old stage of when do you want your service installed?
Okay. Awesome. What's your installer schedule like? Like, when is...
So we have a minimum of a 5 business day wait before we can get service installed. We don't count the weekends, so it is a Monday through Friday scheduling for that 5 business. So essentially, it's from the day you set up your account, such as today, it takes about a week before we can actually get out to you. So we have open availability next Tuesday at the earliest, but...
I'm going to actually be out of town the 19th to the 22nd.
No worries. We can actually get you in on the 23rd if that is something you'd like.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So let me look at the 23rd. So for the 23rd, we have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. What time works best for you?
Let's say 10 a.m.
10 a.m. All right. You might see on it when it you see it pop up, it's going to say, 10:30 a.m. Don't worry about that. That's going to be adjusted back to 10 a.m. There's something going on with our back systems. Our team that covers all of our scheduling stuff is aware of it, and they're working on getting that fixed. So I just got to give them – I have to give them an update of be like, hey, by the way, it's still doing this. All right.
I'll
so,
be here. Yeah.
All right. So, Sarah, we've got you scheduled out for August 23rd, 2024 at 10 a.m. That appointment will take about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So just so you're aware, an adult does have to be present for the time of the installation. So that's just the disclaimers and everything for legal reasons. So I have your name as Sarah Wilkinson. Wilk.Sarah@gmail.com is your email address. Phone number of 202-431-8308. And you wanted to, please call before you arrive. My standard, hi, please make sure you're, the technician is calling you before you get there.
Yeah, that would be great. A call or a text, either is fine.
And I'm also adding in a note for them. You would also like to discuss a burrito over aerial, which pretty much the aerial just means it's running through the air. That's all it is. All right. Okay. Let me get this scheduled out. Well, Sarah, congratulations. You're all good to go. There are, awesome. You're going to be receiving two emails from us at that wilk.sarah@gmail. So in your Gmail, the first one is going to be pretty much an overview and a confirmation of the order. Pretty much it's saying, hey, here's all the information you gave us, your payment information, and when your, installation day is. This is just so that, it's like, oh, hey, it's here. The second email you will receive is going to be to create and set up your online account. This is going to be your full account portal with us at archtopfiber.com. On that email, you're going to notice there's going to be a link, and a little bit below that, there's going to be a temporary password. That temporary password is going to allow you to set up your security questions and log in for the first time. After you set up your security questions with your online account, it'll ask you to change to a more permanent password, so that way you have full access to your account at all times.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, Sarah, is there anything else I can help you with?
Did you already do the $50 deposit, or can I do that? How can I do that?
That should be coming out here very shortly, because you just said – sorry, I've got a cat that's deciding to destroy things behind me. we are – most of our customer service agents, by the way, are work from home, so we have, animals and stuff like to come around from us. But – For that, because you did set up that ACH payments, that'll come out of your bank. You should see that hit sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your help.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Sarah. Well, if there's nothing else, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family. We look forward to getting your service installed next Friday.
All right. Thank you again. Have a great day.
YouTube. Bye-bye.